Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Coming up before the end of this segment, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Caps take on Montreal January 10th. So keep listening for your chance to win. Unless I forget to give it away before the segment is done, which I don't think I will.
All right, so props to Dowd because he did call right at 8:25.
He did, yes.
Drabbit said, you know, that he wasn't answering the call. Whatever, maybe he runs around with his kids to the last possible minute and then calls us. So, props to Doubter, but we were opening up the Blitz, and I mentioned Aaron Rodgers. He acknowledges that Sunday could be his last NFL game, his 241st career start. He said, when asked about it, yeah, of course, I think there's going to be change here. Well, obviously, new coach. And if I'm part of the change, and I just want to make sure everybody knows, I have nothing but gratitude for my time here. I think this is one of these things where you want to say something, but I find it hard to believe. He said that it's been the best 2 years of his life.
See,
you just laugh at that.
I tend not to believe that. Now, look, I don't know anything about his life other than watching him on NFL fields on Sunday, but I find it hard to believe that two down years in New York are better than all those years you had in Green Bay. Unless he just really has an axe to grind against the Packers and hasn't really talked about it. It's kind of kept that internal.
I mean, didn't he win a Super Bowl?
He did win a Super Bowl with the Packers with that Yinzer Mike McCarthy coaching him. Yes, correct.
Somebody tweeted, by the way, that happened to watch 15 minutes of Enigma, which I mentioned is the doc on Netflix about Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Here it is from WC Maniac Mike. Watch first 15 of Rodgers Enigma. 15 minutes, I'll never get back.
Yeah, so he punted 15 minutes in.
I'm going to bet that he's done. And it's kind of one of those quiet retirements.
I don't know. Does he really want to go out like that? Like this? Does he want this to be like the final act for him? I think because of that, he may, if he finds a situation that he likes, that he thinks he fits into with some good talent around him, then maybe he'll try for one or two more years.
I don't think he's going to find that situation.
Probably won't, because like, if you're looking for talented pieces around you, it's tougher. It's going to be tough to find better than Garrett Wilson and your handpicked guy, Devontae Adams.
Seems like running back situation. Like, he had what we thought was a good situation. We probably all picked him to at least be in the playoffs, win the division. Right. Some people even picked them to be in the Super Bowl.
What a horrible pick. I think I picked the Jets to win the division, too. I don't think my NFL picks are great. Outside of, I think I have the Lions and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we talked about
this.
That's
pretty good.
We talked about this last week when you were gone. Yeah. I think both you and I have the exact same Super Bowl, except I think I have maybe the Chiefs winning and you have Detroit winning.
I think that's right.
So it'll probably come down to us.
Sounds correct.
A couple NFL stories here. A lot of teams are shutting down players.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some teams that have a lot to play for. One of those teams is the Miami Dolphins. And people thought it was a curious tweet. People examined all of the social media that Tyreek Hill said, Happy New Year, especially to the Chiefs. And at first, people were like, why is he shouting out the Chiefs?
Right.
The reason he's shouting out the Chiefs is the Chiefs play the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
Carson Wentz is starting, but he wants the Chiefs to beat the Broncos because if the Chiefs beat the Broncos, if the Dolphins win, then they're in the playoffs.
Right.
Now, well, a lot of backup quarterbacks in there, so Carson Wentz starting for the Chiefs. They're just getting everybody rested because they're assured of the one seed home field advantage throughout the playoffs. I mentioned the Dolphins. They may be going with Huntley again. I'm not sure that Tua's status is locked in.
I thought I saw yesterday that didn't McDaniel say Huntley is going to get the start?
Yeah. So that could be tough, and that opens up the door if all these dominoes fall for Cincinnati potentially getting into the playoffs. The Eagles made a decision about Saquon Barkley. So Saquon Barkley could break the single-season rushing record held by Eric Dickerson, but shutting him down.
Again,
Sirianni said Barkley will, quote, probably be somebody who rests.
I've got no problem resting guys. If you want them for the playoff run, if you want to keep them sidelined, keep them fresh, especially if they're nicked, they have to be nicked up at this point. You're entering week 18. Nobody's close to 100% healthy. I have no problem with Barkley or any of these guys taking a rest and just being ready for the playoffs.
How do you feel about these single season records that you're getting an extra game to do it? You know what I mean? Like, shouldn't there be some sort of an asterisk attached? Like, if Saquon Barkley became the single season record holder, but he had an extra game, Eric Dickerson only had 16 games.
Well, didn't
he? It's now a 17 game season.
Didn't he do it in less carries though than Dickerson? From what I think I saw.
Okay,
that.
But
yes, and didn't
they did less carries? So it's fine.
Wasn't it also 14 games? A 14 game season?
And Dickerson, I don't think so. Oh. I think it was already a 16 game season.
I think it was 16, but I'm not 100% sure on that.
Sirianni said it's a special record that's been standing for a very long time by a great player. It's a team record that everybody's involved in. So you weigh in all those things, but at the end of the day, you just try to do what's best for your team.
I remember when it changed to a 17-game season, Cakes mocked me because I said records mean something.
I did?
Yeah,
it was mockery?
And you go, nobody cares about football records. Football records are meaningless.
I tend to still think
yeah.
that.
Mm, here we are.
But it looks like Dickerson's record, which is 2,105 yards, 1984. You can look up, and I think it was a 16-game season, too, that'll stand because if Barkley's right. being shut down, he needs 101 rushing yards. But, you know, if they add an 18th game and there's some, you know, I don't know who the single-season record holder is now for, say, receptions in a season or yards receiving in a season. And let's say you get two extra games, you're going to, like, it's just kind of whoring the guy that only had 16 games.
Yeah, I care much less about those individual records. I care much more about me fading Saquon Barkley in every fantasy draft because I wasn't sure he was going to have this sort of year, and he did.
Yeah, but you know what? Eric Dickerson had a 16-game season, and how did he get the record? He beat O.J. Simpson, who had a 14-game season.
Right. Yeah, I guess they just don't care.
Yeah.
I saw you deep in conversation with Mikey during the party. Were you guys just lamenting your fantasy mishaps?
I'm glad you brought that up. So, all right. Peel back the onion layer, curtain, whatever. So I'm in not one. I'm in two high-stakes fantasy leagues with my guy, Bikey Botts.
High-stakes meaning like a $5,000 entry?
It's not quite that high, but it's pretty
in the
high.
Neighborhood.
It's, yeah, and also we're playing for like weekly side money every week. And right. it can get stressful at times when you're playing for, you know, money that is a little higher than you're comfortable with. But that's why we have partnered, so we absorb that blow, okay? So we have two leagues that we're in. We missed the playoffs in one of the leagues.
That's the one you had Jaden Daniels.
Had Jaden Daniels, and Jameer Gibbs, and I somehow missed the playoffs.
The rest of your team sucked.
I'll tell you how I missed the playoffs. I drafted Garrett Wilson at 10 instead of guys like Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley, because I thought, like a big stupid idiot, that Aaron Rodgers would elevate Garrett Wilson to being a guy who had 110 catches, like a Tyreek Hill type of season in his prime. Didn't happen. That team gets eliminated. Our other team did pretty well, but lost by 3 points in the final in the other league. So
how much is the difference in first place and second place in that league?
Now, in that league, all right, I'm just putting my business out there, but who cares? Right. In that league where we actually qualify for the playoffs, the two teams that were left, we decided to chop the majority of the money, which
that's
was
a weird bit.
Okay, we chopped the majority of it, which was $14,000.
Wow.
So we chopped. So the other team got seven, we get seven, Mikey and I chopped that in half, okay? Now, between both leagues, and I couldn't believe this figure when I saw it yesterday, because Mikey does all the permutations and all the calculating.
He's the math guy.
He's the math guy. I'm the personnel guy. Okay.
Right.
I'm the Adam Peters guy. He's the personnel. He's the numbers guy as far as like all the league fees.
Right.
He handles all that. I don't concern myself with that. I'm on the other side of the building. So between the two leagues, I texted to Mikey. I was like, how did we finish up between the two leagues? He gave me the figure. And you're just going to laugh when you hear it. Between the two leagues, grinding them both for...
One in which you won $7,000.
Yeah, one in which we split $7,000. Our total profit for the two leagues, $63.
How does that happen?
Now, I don't know how it happens, but... Now, that's...
Some fuzzy math.
It's laughable. The small, puny... Just
and you chop that 63.
Yeah, so we each get like $31 or okay. Now people are laughing at it, as they should be,
right?
But if you saw some of the amounts that the other guys are in the hole in some of these leagues, like I think one guy and he doesn't split his team with somebody, I believe he's in the hole for one league. $17,000.
What is it, like $2,000 to make a transaction?
It's There's side money involved. In one of the leagues, we had, like, when you're bidding on free agents, you're bidding real dollars. Not just, hey, you have 2,000 fake dollars to bid or 200 fake dollars. No. You have $2,000 in real money to bid on.
So if you want Lamar Jackson, you're spending $3,000.
No, like you're bidding on free agents, like, during the season. It's not an auction league, but, like, if somebody's on the wire, instead of, like, going through waivers, you're bidding on, like, so if there's a hot running back or something that comes on the wire, you could bid $1,500 and get that person. Problem is,
how are people losing the money though?
Because there's side action every week. These guys are full blown degenerates that I'm in these leagues with. They don't care about money.
So how did you lose all your money? You win $7,000 over here. How did you lose your seven on the other side?
Because in the team that I have with Jaden and Jameer Gibbs, that team was taking in the keister like half of the year, and that whittles your money down. So, all said and done, Mikey and I chopped $63.
That's amazing.
$63, but I pointed out to Amy, I said, that's a tick in the W ledger. That's a small win.
Did she shake her head? Do you go through all this? Because she knows you spend countless hours.
She looks at me like, I just married a degenerate. That just, all he cares about is grinding the waiver wire and making $31.
She said something to me. She sent a text, very nice, and was like, you know, thank you for the party. You guys host a great party. You guys want whatever. And I was like, yeah, another late one for cakes tonight.
Right.
And she's like, that's right. It's the first Wednesday of the month. And I was like, oh, I mean, I didn't ask her at the party or whatever, but just my vibe from just the little text and the way she said it.
Yeah.
Is she feels like an MGM National Harbor widow once a month.
She does. Well, that's just part of the deal. That's my side. That's my side hustle.
She was like, oh, that's right.
Yeah. She resigned.
The first one. She didn't sound psyched.
Right.
There wasn't an exclamation point at the end of it.
Right. All right, when we come back, we will do Cakes' entertainment page. I'll regale you with stories from the movies, entertainment, and more. We'll do that next here on The Fan.